Previously on Lost.
You stole my kidney.
You needed a father and I needed a kidney. Get over it.
I know you were raised in foster care. I know you spent the 4 years prior to your arrival on this island in a wheelchair. And I know how you ended up in it. What if I told you that somewhere on this island, there's a very large box? And whatever you imagined, whatever you wanted to be in it, when you opened that box, there it would be.
I'd say I hope that box is big enough to imagine yourself up a new submarine.
Well, John, you've really gone and done it now.
You're not going to start talking about the magic box again, are you?
No, John. I'm going to show you what came out of it.
That?
Save your breath.
Nobody's going to hear you.
That?
What is this?
You tell me. You brought him here.
I didn't bring him here.
I'd be careful about getting too close to him, John.
Where did you find him? Why did you bring him here?
I've already said. We didn't.
You want me to ask him how he got here?
Be my guest. I warned you, John.
Don't you know, John? Don't you know where we are?
What did he mean?
I'm afraid we don't have time to deal with that right now, John. We're leaving first thing in the morning, all of us.
Where are you going?
We're going to a new place. Well, an old place, actually. Would you like to come with us?
Yes. Good.
We're holding Kate a few buildings over from here. Maybe you'd like to say goodbye.
Sleep if I'm not in my own tent.
Fine. Let's go to your tent.
Pleasant person, aren't you? Old habits, you know.
Fine. Scram. You want me to walk you home?
It's 5:10, so I think I'll make it.
Sure. I gotta pee anyway.
That is so romantic.
What the hell y'all doing?
What the hell are you doing?
Going to take a leak.
Yeah, well, so are we.
Well, all righty then.
Hello, James. Want to zip your pants up?
The hell are you doing here?
Looking for you, actually.
Okay, Tarzan. So now that you're back from your blow-up everything that could get us off the island tour, how about you tell me why you joined up with the damn enemy?
I didn't join them. I infiltrated them.
You're undercover with the others.
That's right.
But how about you give me one reason to believe that?
Because a few hours ago, I snuck into Ben's tent and kidnapped him. I tied him up, dragged him off into the jungle.
And you came all the way back here to tell me this because...
Because this is the same man who tortured you, beat you, humiliated you. And I want you to kill him.
You want him dead, you kill him.
I'm not a murderer.
Neither am I.
Except for the man you killed in Sydney. They got files on us, James. All of us.
Yeah, well, their files got their facts wrong.
Then I made a mistake coming to you. Please don't tell anyone that I was here.
Hey, stop! I said stop! Damn it! Wait up!
There. That ought to do it.
Thanks. That would have taken me hours to do myself.
Glad I could help.
Don't mind them. They're all just excited you're here.
Excited?
We've been waiting for you.
John, you got a minute?
Yeah.
Ben's asking for you.
Okay.
Hello, John. Thanks for coming.
What's that?
Juliet is gathering information for us at your former camp. She's determining if any of the women are pregnant. Then we're going to go in and take them.
Take them?
This is not the first time we've done this, John. Trust me, no one will get hurt. Could you pass me that, please?
I believe I have you to thank for this, John.
Me? A week ago, I couldn't move my toes. But the minute you showed up, I started to feel pins and needles. And this is only the beginning, John. I can't wait to show you what this island can do. But unfortunately, you're not ready, John.
No, I'm ready.
No, John, you're not. You're still crippled by the memories of the man you used to be before you came to this island. And you'll never be free until you release the hold that your father has over you. Why do you think you brought him here?
Oh, the magic box. Okay, Ben, how about you show me the...
Magic box is a metaphor, John. I can't show you anything until you can show me that you're ready and willing to be one of us. When people join us here on this island, they need to make a gesture of free will, of commitment. That's why you're going to have to kill your father.
When'd you get back?
Jack, hey, last night. Well, early this morning.
So, camping, huh? What are you guys doing out there?
We figured we'd explore a bit, you know, see what was further down the beach.
Mail bombing.
Well, next time you go out, sign me up.
Yeah, next time. For sure. Thanks, Jim.
We have to tell Jack.
Yeah, I mean, shouldn't he check out her wound?
Can you give me a word that Jack can be trusted? He spent 10 days with those people and then nothing happened to him. And that woman he's spending all his time with.
Juliet?
Aye, Juliet. 2 weeks ago, she had your friends in cages. Naomi, I mean, you heard everything that she said. If we keep her safe, she's our way off this island. So given that, do you trust Jack? Or don't you? Right. So we better bring in someone we can trust.
You should have put some shoes on.
You think?
So what else is in it?
In what?
File they got on me.
Not much. That your parents died when you were very young. But it doesn't say why your father shot your mother. Or why he turned the gun on himself. That must have been hard for you.
What else?
High school transcripts, criminal record, all the con jobs you were arrested for. I guess that's why you use an alias, huh? Why did you choose the name Sawyer?
How stupid do you think I am? I've already been conned by Ben once. Maybe you heard about it. Bunny with a number painted on it. Think I'm just going to follow you through the jungle?
James, please. You have to trust me.
Where are you taking me? Tell me the truth. What do you want from me?
I'm bringing you there to do exactly what I said. To kill Ben.
Why did you come back to get me?
I had to.
Why me? Why won't you do it yourself?
James, please.
Don't call me James. Why won't you do it yourself?
Because I can't. I can't. I can't do it. That's why I came back for you.
Get up. I'll go to wherever you got him. But then we're bringing him back to our camp. I ain't killing nobody. You understand me?
Yeah. I understand. But you'll change your mind. When you hear what he has to say, you'll change your mind.
Hey, dude.
Hello, Hurley.
Can you keep a secret?
You've already spoken to her?
Yeah. You're gonna want to hear it for yourself.
And you haven't told Jack?
No.
Good. My name's Saeed Jarrah. I understand your helicopter crashed onto the island.
Actually, it crashed in the water.
What's your name?
Naomi. Naomi Dorrit.
Naomi. From where exactly did you take off?
A ship. Freighter. About 80 nautical miles west of here. A part of a search and recovery team.
You told my friends the wreckage of Flight 815 was discovered. Did you mean the partial wreckage?
No. They found the entire plane off the coast of Bali, in an ocean trench 4 miles deep. They sent down cameras and these little robots to survey the wreck. The bodies were all there.
Well, obviously we're not dead.
Obviously.
So if you weren't looking for us, then who were you looking for?
Him.
Desmond?
My company was hired by a woman named Penelope Wigmore. I don't know why. I never met her. She gave us a set of coordinates. We've been conducting a differential GPS grid search ever since.
You knew about the island?
Island? We were given coordinates in the middle of the bloody ocean. We thought it was a fool's errand. Till 3 days ago. I was flying back for the ship when all of a sudden the clouds cleared and I saw land. The instrument started spinning. I realized I was going down, so I grabbed my chute and I bailed.
Did you actually see her helicopter?
No.
You think I'm lying, mate?
And I take it you have no means whatsoever of communicating with that freighter of yours.
What was your name? Saeed?
Yes.
Remind me not to rescue you, Saeed.
So, Ben, you said I'd kill him when I heard what he's got to say.
That's right.
But you want to give me a heads up?
It's not really my place to tell you.
Look, what you read in that file about the guy in Sydney. I thought he was someone else. I made a mistake. I didn't mean to kill him.
Well, who'd you mean to kill?
We almost there.
Almost.
Wake up, John. It's time.
The quicker the better.
You're kidding me, right? You expect him to kill me?
John? The hesitation that you're feeling is just the part of you that still feels like he has a perfectly good explanation for stealing your kidney. Throwing you out of an 8-story window.
Don't you want to be free from him? The hesitation he's feeling is because he is a spineless...
Shut up!
I gotta think.
Don't think, John.
You're wasting your time, bug eye. Me and him have been through all this. All he wants is his daddy.
Shut up! I said shut up!
You really haven't figured it out yet, have you?
Let go of him, John.
Why are you doing this to me?
You're doing this to yourself. As long as he's still breathing, you'll still be that same sad, pathetic little man that was kicked off his walkabout tour because you couldn't walk.
I'll be here the rest of the week, John, if you change your mind.
I'm sorry. He's not who we thought he was.
Place you got here, Locke.
Ben's inside in the brig. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Friends of yours?
It's an old slaving ship. Mid-19th century. My guess is they captured the slaves and brought them here to try and mine the island.
What's in the boxes?
That'll be dynamite.
He really kidnapped a little bastard. We ain't killing him, Locke.
Whatever you say, James.
Is that like a radio?
It's like a radio, yes. I've never seen equipment this sophisticated.
You can still make it work, right?
I hope so.
And what about the other part? The part about they found the plane and we're all dead.
One thing at a time. There's not a single audible channel. Whatever that interference is, it's blocking our ability to send our own transmission. If we...
What's that? Is that a radio? Where'd you get it?
Oh, the luggage.
What, you just found a radio in the luggage?
Kate, if I explain... I want you to keep this very quiet.
Keep what very quiet?
Lock! Open the damn door! Open it up! I can hear you, you bald bastard!
Rousseau.
Lock.
What brings you to the Black Rock?
Dynamite. And you?
Open this door! Open up!
Crates are right over there.
Open this damn door!
Be careful, it's on this table.
Beautiful, isn't it? No matter how much time you spend on the island, you just never get tired of this view.
Yeah, we haven't been formally introduced. I'm Richard. You mind if I join you?
Ah, sure.
He wanted to embarrass you.
I'm sorry?
Ben knew you weren't going to kill your own father. He put you in front of everyone in our camp, just so they could all watch you fail.
Why?
Because when word got back here that there was a man with a broken spine on the plane who could suddenly walk again, well, people here began to get very excited because that could only happen to someone who was extremely special. But Ben doesn't want anyone to think you're special, John.
And why are you telling me this?
Ben has been wasting our time with novelties like fertility problems. We're looking for someone to remind us that we're here for more important reasons.
What do you want from me?
I want for you to find your purpose. And to do that, your father has to go, John. And since you're not going to do it, I'm going to suggest someone else.
Sawyer? Why would Sawyer kill my father? He doesn't even know him.
Keep reading.
Open this damn door! Son of a bitch! I'm pointing my gun at you, John boy. You got 3 seconds to open this door.
You're not going to shoot anyone, James.
One. Two.
If there were any bullets in that gun, why would you hold a knife to my throat?
Oh, son of a bitch!
Guess I didn't raise no dummies.
What the hell's that mean?
Means that bald-headed bastard outside the door is my son.
Come again.
My son. As in, I'm his father. You do speak English.
Sorry. How did you get here? To the island.
Island? Okay. I'm driving down I-10 through Tallahassee when bam, somebody slams in the back of my car. I go right into the divider at 70 miles an hour. The next thing I know, the paramedics are strapping me to a gurney, stuffing me in the back of an ambulance, and one of them actually smiles at me as he pops the IV in my arm. And then, nothing. Just black. And the next thing I know, I wake up in a dark room, tied up, gag in my mouth, and when the door opens, I'm looking up at the same man I threw out a window. John Locke. My dead son.
He's dead because you threw him out a window.
Now he survived that. But it paralyzed him. Permanently. He's dead because the plane he was flying on crashed in the Pacific.
Well, I got bad news for you, Pops. Because I was on that plane with your son. He sure as hell wasn't crippled. And we didn't crash in the Pacific. We crashed here on this island.
You sure it's an island?
Well, what else is it?
A little hot for heaven, isn't it?
Oh, okay. So we're dead.
They found your plane on the bottom of the ocean. One minute I'm in a car wreck, and the next minute I'm in a pirate ship in the middle of the jungle. If this isn't hell, friend, then where are we?
Why did you throw Locke out a window?
He was becoming a nuisance. I conned him into giving me one of his kidneys. He never got over it.
Conned?
Yes, sir. Conned.
What's your name?
Hmm?
Your name?
The con man goes by many names, friend. I've been Alan Seward, Anthony Cooper, Ted McLaren, Tom Sawyer, Lewis Jackson, Paul.
Tom Sawyer.
I was young and Huck Finn was taken. And the ladies loved that one. Made me charming.
How about that?
How about what?
Sawyer's my name, too.
Ben, what's going on?
We're moving.
Moving? Where are we going?
We are not going anywhere, John. You are going to stay behind. You both are going to stay behind.
What? You're not taking him?
He's your mess, John. Why would we clean it up?
Ben, if you're trying to put me in my place or embarrass me...
Where would you get a ridiculous idea like that?
Well, you can't leave me. After everything,
don't
you can't
tell
just...
me what I can't do, John.
But I thought I was special.
Well, everyone makes mistakes. We're leaving now. We'll leave a trail, one you can track. And John? Unless you're carrying your father's body on your back, don't bother.
What's the matter with you?
You ever been to Jasper, Alabama?
Why?
Have you or haven't you?
Yeah, I've been to Jasper. Don't tell me I'm your daddy.
No. You killed my daddy.
Dear Mr. Sawyer, what is this?
Just read it.
You don't know who I am, but I know who you are. and I know what you've done. You had sex with my mother, and then you stole my dad's money all the way. So he got angry and he killed my mother, and then he killed himself. Blah, 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 blah. So what? Is this supposed to be you? You wrote this letter? Hey, wait a second. Did you take my name because you were on some kind of revenge kick? Keep it easy, easy. Don't get all worked up. Look, I ran that con 24 times. If your mother was one of the...
Mary. Her name was Mary.
Mary from Jasper, Alabama. Yeah, I remember her. She practically begged me to take her $38,000 and to rescue her from her sorry little life.
You finished the letter.
Look, I only took her money. It ain't my fault your dad overreacted. If he pulled the old murder-suicide, then I'm sure he's down here somewhere. Maybe you could take this up with him?
Finish it!
Okay.
You want to go to hell? You want to go to hell?
Missing those cheeseburgers yet?
Only every second. Hey.
Hey.
I need to talk to you.
Okay.
In private. No problem.
Anything you want to say to me, you can say in front of her.
Not this. It's okay.
No. You can stay.
Yeah, you know what? You should stay. Seems only fair considering that she's the reason no one wants to tell you that there's a woman in Hurley's tent who parachuted onto the island yesterday.
What?
A woman. She jumped from her chopper before it crashed. She says that the boat that she took off from is about 80 miles off the coast, and that if she can find a way to contact it, we'll all be rescued.
Why didn't anyone tell me this?
Nobody told you. Because they don't trust you.
How is she supposed to contact her boat?
Did you hear what I just said? Hurley, Charlie, Saeed, your friends are afraid to...
How?
She had a phone radio thing. Saeed's trying to get it to work. We should tell her.
No.
Tell me what? We should tell her.
Yet. You can go back now. He ruined my life, and you ruined yours. And he had it coming. Juliet is a mole.
What?
She's working for Ben. He sent her back to find out which of our women were pregnant. 3 days from now, there's going to be a raid on the beach, and they're going to take them. They say they don't want anyone to get hurt.
Oh, why are you telling me?
So you can warn the camp.
You warn the camp.
I'm not going back.
You're going back undercover.
No, I was never undercover, James. I'm on my own journey now.
Even if Juliet is a mole, they ain't gonna believe me. I've been saying that since she showed up.
They'll believe you now.
Hey. Is it true?
Is what true?
That he threw you out a window. That you are a cripple.
Not anymore.